Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Bechoris, that phase for starting the Mesechta. The Mishnah says, Halakeich u'bechamayr shel evik echavim. Someone buys the fetus of a donkey that belongs to a guy. Ba'amaychaloi, or someone sells the fetus to a guy. So in the first case, the guy owns the mother, and the Yid owns the Uber. And the second case, Faket, the Yid owns the mother, and the guy owns the Uber. The Mishas Afish Ein Rishoy, there's an Isser to sell a behema gasa to a guy. And let's say you're a Shutif with the guy, you both together jointly own the behema. And let's say a guy owns a behema, and you take the behema, and you'll take care of it, and you'll split the Vlades. So the guy owns the behema, and you're splitting the vades. Well, the guy takes it from you, and you split the vades. So come days, the Yid owns the behema, and the guy and the Yid are going to own jointly the vlad. All these cases are part of an abachar. There's no din bachar. Now the Mishnah is talking about chamar. By chamar, the din bachar would be to be paid it with a set and give the set to a kain. But these dinim will actually also apply to a bachar behema tahira. A shor or sev, cattle, sheep, and goats, where there the actual behema is the actual bechor is a carbon. But like Rashi says, the first parak is discussing beikir the sugya of pet de chamar, and the second parak will get to the sugya of bechor of behema taira. And the Mishnah says shenema be yisrael avaloi ba'achirim. It says yisrael, so the din bechor is dafka if the behema belongs to a yisrael. Ad kan the Mishnah. So Taisus points out, and he learns it out from the Gemara later on Daf Gimel, that there's actually two psukim. You need two psukim. You need a pasuk to mimamayit, both the case where the aim belongs to a guy, even though the uber belongs to Yisrael, and you need another pasuk to mimayit in the case where the uber belongs to a guy, and the aim belongs to a Yisrael. Two psukim. Now, our Mishnah holds that by Yeshutvus Osi Yepater, that the Gemara explains as a Machlekes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara brings down the Braiser Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Vashutvus, and that's Mavur, and it's Mavur more from the Gemara and Dav Gimel, that if a Shutif of the guy, and either of the two things would pater. If the guy is a Shutif in the mother, even though the Upmach was that the Yid should get the whole Vlad, but as long as the guy has some shutvis in the mother, or if the guy has a shutvis in the vlad, even if the yid owns the mother completely, but a guy is a shutvis in the vlad, in both those cases, there's a ptur, and there's no din bechar. The Brisker Rav points out that the Rambam is mashma, in Perek Dav Halacha Beis, that there's only one pasuk. That's how the Mishnah is a shtikl mashma. The Mishnah, it could be matcha, but the Rambam is more klar, that there's only one pasuk, the pasuk of Yisrael, the Gemara understood, is going on both the Uber and the mother, that both the Uber and the mother have to be Shal Yisrael. So Kipshuta, you might learn that this Machloikis, let's say, Taisus and the Rambam, if there's two psukim, one to Mayit the mother, one to Mayit the Vlad, or it all comes from one pasuk, it's just Mashmai's Darshim. Everyone's masking that both the mother and the Vlad have to belong to Yisrael. The Shal is, you need two psukim to tell you that, or you know it from one pasuk. But I think that you could learn in Taisus if there's two psukim, that the emesin, it's two completely separate dinim. The ptur of the mother belonging to a guy, or a shutif of the guy and the mother, and the ptur of the vlad belonging to a guy, or a shutif of a guy and the vlad, are two completely separate dinim. And my raya is from Taisus Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that Rav Moriah Bar Ochel, he wanted to pater himself from Bechaira, and therefore he sold a part of the Uber, a chelik in the Uber, he sold to a guy in order to pater himself from Bechaira. And the Gemara says, you got an Einish, because you're not supposed to be mafkia, the Dim Bechar. And we'll speak about that by Richas in the next year. But Rabbeinu Tam says that that's only a problem when you sell a part of the Uber. If you sell a part of the mother to a guy, that's not a problem. I want to explain why is it that we are mafkia, the mitzvah bechor, by our bechor, when you have a Jew today that owns behemis, he's always mafkir the mitzvah b'chor through mechir has a shtim with the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam's pshat was, that's only when you sell part of the umr, that's called afka, but akna of the mother is not called afka. Shaz, what's the difference? So I think we could say as asvar, the mitzvah b'chor was given to a yid that owns a female animal. If a yid owns a female animal, a shara se or a chamar, the mitzvah of pidyon pet the chamar, so the Torah says, kandishli kol b'chor. Kol b'chor b'behema is li, kol pet derecha. So who is the mitzvah addressed to? When a yid has an animal, a female animal, it's going to have ladais, give me the firstborn. If it's a pet derechem and a zachar, give it to me. If it's a behemoth Torah, bring it as a carbon. Give it to a kayin as a carbon. If it's a behemoth tmeya, be paid with the seh and give the seh to a kayin. If the yid doesn't own the mother, so the Torah never gave him a mitzvah. It's not called his bechor. Even though he owns the uber, he owns the bechor, but that's not the point. The point wasn't, if you have a bechor, give it to me. That wasn't the point. The point was, when you have a mother, which is going to give you vadis, give me the first one. When your female animal gives birth to a bechor, give it to me. But if it didn't come from his animal, it came from a guy's animal, so there's no tzivui bechlal b'chai gavna. Mashein kein, if he owns the mother animal, and the guy owns the uber, so there, really, it's his animal. He owns the mother animal, so he's supposed to give the bechor to the kain, to the Eibishta. But there's a tenai. Just like there's a tenai, it has to be a zachar. There's also a tenai, it has to belong to a yin. If it belongs to a guy, or even if a guy is a shutfis in it, so then it's not considered a bechor. Benigeya giving it to the kain. So now I understand Rabbeinu Tam very good. If somebody owns a female animal and doesn't sell any part of the mother to a guy, but what does he do? He sells part of the bechor to a guy. So he is mitzuvah in bechor because he owns a mother animal, he owns a female animal, he's mitzuvah to give the bechor. They came up with an etza, how to make sure that the animal won't give birth to a uber, which could be a bechor. But Gabai is selling part of the uber to the guy. So that's called being mefki yourself from a chiyuv. Mashenkein, if you sell part of the mother to the guy, you're not being mefki yourself from a chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv. You don't have a mother animal to have to be mechiyuv b'chlal. Derech mashal, if somebody's in a house, he lives in the house, he owns a house, he's mechiyuv in mezuzah. And he does something with the Pesach to make it that the Pesach is not roi for a mezuzah. He makes the Pesach less than 4 tvachim wide, or less than 10 tvachim tall, or kadaima. So he's being mafki himself from a mitzvah. Even though you're right, he has no mitzvah mezuzah, he has no Pesach, but he should have one. Because when you own a house, you're supposed to put a mezuzah on the Pesach. So you made it that your house shouldn't have a Pesach. That's afka. Mashein kein, if you sell your house, and you live in a rented house, that's not afka from the mitzvah's mezuzah. You don't own the house. It's not your house. It's not your house. The military is not mechayiv. You own a mezuzah. Afka from the mitzvah is that be'etzim you should be chayiv, but you have no hechatimsa. When you have the mother animal, that's called your bar chayuvim mechayiv. And if the uba belongs to a guy, you have no hechatimsa. It's like it had an eifel first. It's like it had an akeva first. You had no hechatimsa. You engineered it shouldn't have hechatimsa. That's a taina. Mashein kein, if you don't own the mother animal, so the pshat is, you're not b'chalna the bar chiyuva. The Torah wasn't doing to you. The din to give away the b'chayrus was said to someone that owns a mother animal, owns a female animal. You don't. It's a male, that's not an afkar from the mitzvah. B'chal, you have no chiyuv to the mitzvah. So with this I understand another dur chayit and nachreinim. Like we said, the chachamim old is a tur of shut v'sakum. There's a ptur shutfas akum, that means if a guy is a shutif in the mother or a shutif in the uber, either way you potter from bechayra. Where Rabbi Yehuda holds is a chiv by shutfas akum. There's a chiv by shutfas akum. Even if a guy is a shutif, as long as a yid is a shutif, he is mechayiv in bechayra. So the Marin al Ghazi, right in the beginning, the Meiril Gazi on the Lachas and the Ramban, he says, he brings the Taisa, says there's two Pturim. There's two Psukim. There's one that the mother has to belong to a Yid, and the second that the Uber has to belong to a Yid. So he says that's true in Rabbi Yehuda. So that would be true in the Rabbanan, and that's true in the Rabbanan, I mean. And that would be true conversely in Rabbi Yehuda also. In the Rabbanan, if a guy has a shutfis in either the mother or the uber, yipater. In Rabbi Yehuda, a shutfis is chayiv, but if a guy owns completely the mother or the uber, also you'd be pater. Just like according to the Rabbanan, you would need that the yid should own the entire uber and the entire mother, so too according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would need that al kopanim, the yid should have a shutfis in both the uber and the mother. That's what the Meir al-Ghazi says. He says it's pashut. And then he discusses like this. The case that Rabbi Yehuda argues, besides for the case of shutfis, is makabel. The Gemara brings a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said, a makabel behemim min ha'ivik ha'cham v'yolda, mal ha'maisa b'shavya v'neisen chatzi dam v'l'kayim. So that means the behemah belongs to a guy. The yid goes and takes the behemah, meaning that now he's going to take care of the behemah and split the vladis. So the firstborn, Vlad, is going to be a shutfis of the yid and the guy. But who does the mother belong to? The mother belongs to a guy. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Yechayev. So he wants to know why. Just like according to Rabbanan, there are two dinim. There's a din that any shutfis of the guy in either the mother or the Vlad is going to pater. If a guy is a shutif in the mother, even if he's not a shutif in the Vlad, or if a guy is a shutfis in the Vlad, even though he's not a shutfis in the mother, it paters. Have you knows a shutfis is also chayiv? But if a guy completely owns the mother, even if he does not own the Vlad completely, or he completely owns the Vlad, even if he does not own the mother completely, also you should be pater even according to Buda. So what's the pshat in the Gemara that by Mekabel, min ha'ivik ha'chavim, where there seemingly the guy owns the mother entirely, and there's only a shutfis in the Vlad, why does it say that Yechayev? So the Meir al-Ghazi is mefalpo, that since the Yid has a schus in the mother, that he's going to get half of the Vlad because of the chelik he has in the mother, he has a schus in the mother. He has a kinyan, a schus in the mother to get half the Vlad, that's all the shutfis in the mother, that's enough to be mechayev him. But he's mefabel about it, and so is the Merei Mesada, the Netziv, and the Chazinish. They claim to say that no, a schus dam, if it's only a schus in the mother b'negayet of Vlad, that's not called a shutfis in the mother. But could be the case is that you're not only going to get the uber, you're also going to get the shvach of the mother also. Now, there's a shikl kasha, because when the Gemara says a little bit after that, when the Gemara was going through the Shakal V'tayah, the Gemara says, Hacha b'maya skinan, the yavla behema mabarta l'fetuma. Because the Gemara there was discussing if you're allowed to sell the Uber, or you're not allowed to sell the Uber. So the Gemara says, the case is that you sold the mother also. You gave him the mother to get a shvach, to get a chelik of the shvach of the mother when it becomes fatter. So it sounds like originally the Gemara didn't think that way. It sounds like originally the Kabbalah was just legabe the Uber. But they're mefalpel about it. Don't want to go through the arichas. But kvar kodmam the shita mukubetzes. The shita mukubetzes, ois gimel, b'shem the teisus kitzenius, mamish asks the same question. Because he's medayikin in the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the three cases of the Sefer. Mishtatif, mekabel, and ois alay b'kabola. In those cases, Rabbi Yehuda argues. But in the case of the Reisha, Halakeich Uber Chameir Shalevi Kechavim, even though in that case, the Yisrael owns the Uber, and the guy owns the mother, but since the guy owns the mother completely, it's Mashem Rita doesn't argue in that case. Rita just says a Shutfis works. If the Yid is a Shutfis, he's Mechuyiv. But if a guy owns the mother completely, even though the Yid is a Shutfis in the Vlad, he's Pater, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he asked that kasha. By mekabel mimenu, if you're mekabel from a guy, why don't you say the same to him? The guy owns the whole mother. So what's the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, that Rabbi Yehuda would argue in that case? Rabbi Yehuda should pater in that case, because the guy owns the whole mother, just like lekech ubechameir shalei v'kechavim. So he says that the case of Mekabel is that the Yid has a chelik in the mother as well. He's getting a behemu muberis not only to take care of a vadis and become mechalik in the vadis, but hu adin to be mechalik in the shvach and the pitum of the behemu muberis as well. So al kolponim, the Shita Mekubetzis and the Meirut al-Ghazi and the Meremei Sad v'Netziv and the Chazanish, they all neman that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a shutvis is chayiv, but you have to be a shutvis in both the mother and the vlad. If the guy would own the mother completely, even though the yid would be a shutif in the vlad or even own the vlad completely, you'd be pater. But the Aruch Reinim, the Yad David from Reb David Sinsheim, Eifenart, and the Shailu Meshiv, Hemadurit and Yonachela Gimel, Simon Kuf Yud Beis, they didn't see the shita, they didn't have the shita. But on the Meirut al-Ghazi, they were bothered. They say, what's the pshat in the Meirut al-Ghazi? Why does the Meirut al-Ghazi assume that just like according to the Rabbanan, if a guy is a shutif in either the mother or the vlad, you pater, so too according to Yehuda, if the guy owns completely either the mother or the vlad, you pater. According to the Rabbanan, the whole thing has to be b'shus Yisrael. So come to Pasigan tells you, the whole thing doesn't only mean the whole uber. It means the whole uber and the whole mother. The entire thing. If the guy has any shutvis in either the uber, and the loy uber bilvan, even if he has nothing in the uber, but he has a shutvis in the mother, yipater. But that's according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Any bailus of your soul is mechayim. Rabbanan say, any bailus of a guy, pater, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Any bailus of your soul is mechayim. Sad Rabbah. So as long as Yisrael has a bailus in the uber, that should be good enough. Who says he needs a bailus in the mother? The emes is the chayyid of Mishnah's mashman that way. I mean the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to say that mishtatef already is lafuki Rabbi Yehuda. But lekech uber chamayri shalai v'kechavim doesn't sound like slafuki Rabbi Yehuda. Advice is they don't hold to such a shtark yadiyuk. And the Meirut al-Ghazi, like was saying, it's pashit in svara. If according to Rabbanan there are two dinim, you need both the uber and the mother, and what the Rabbanan need, which is total bailus, so who then according to Behuda, which you need a mixus bailus, you also would need a mixus bailus in both the uber and the mother. Fagin Achreinim, the Shaila Meshev and the Yad David, why is that Pashat and Svara? Fakert. If you need a total bailus, so then the Pasuk is teaching you that a total bailus in the uber is not enough, you also need a total bailus in the mother. That's what it means, total bailus of Yisrael. But if a mixus bailus is good enough, avada mixus bailus lumb is already a mixus bailus, even if he doesn't own the mother. Mehechatesi has to own the mother. So zagich, because then ending on it's one din. This din, that any shutvis of the guy in either the uber and the mother would be pater, is one din. There's a din that the bechar has to be totally Yisrael owned. And what's called totally Yisrael owned is both the uber and the mother. But the Meirut al-Ghazi was coming from Taisus. He says a shtickle on Taisus. That now that Taisus said this two psukim is two dinim, and Rabbi Yehuda also it'll be two dinim. Lefri the way we're learning, it's two completely separate dinim. There's one din who's mechuyiv and bechar. And the one who's mechuyiv and bechar is the owner of the mother. And the Rabbanan say you have to be the total owner to be mechuyiv. And if Yehuda says, partial ownership is good enough. That is a tzveita din. What's called a bechar? You own the mother of Adi Mechayiv in the bechar. But what's called a bechar? A bechar is only called a bechar if it's owned by Yisrael. Otherwise, it's not the pshat, you're not Mechayiv, but the pshat is there's no bechar here. When a mother belongs to a guy, it's not the pshat, there's no bechar here. But the reason why there's no chiyiv bechar is because there's no chiyiv. The chiyiv bechar needs a chiyiv. The Mechayiv is Yisrael owning the mother. According to Rabbanan, the entire mother, according to Yehuda, the mixus is good enough. By the Uber, it's not the Pshat, you don't have the Mechayiv. As long as Yisrael owns the mother, that is the Mechayiv. But by the Uber, the Pshat is, it has to have a Chalai Shem Bechar. And there's a Din Xeris Akasiv, it has to belong to Yisrael. And again, according to Rabbanan, the Xeris Akasiv is the whole thing has to belong to Yisrael. According to Yehuda, the part of it has to belong to Yisrael. But it's two separate dinim. So, Mel, that's the Pshat and Meirut al-Ghazi, and the Redik Farkad Midashitim Mekubetzis, and other Achrayim say like him, that according to Yehuda also you need both these dinim. In order to be mechayiv, you need the mother should belong, at least partially, to Yisrael. In order to have a chalei shem b'chai, you need the uber should belong, at least partially, to Yisrael. And if the mother belongs entirely to a guy, there would be no chiv even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, nachazach legabi the shita of Rabbi Yehuda by shutfis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shutfis is also chayiv. And that applies to petach hamar, and it also applies to b'char behemah tahira. That's what the Gemara says, that Mishtat Tefloi is Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Shutfis Evan Chayevis B'chayr, Kamashma the Turman of B'chayr. So Taishas points out, if there's a Shutfis guy in the Uber, there's no Kedusha. Normally, by a B'chayr Behemoth Tahira, Al Kapanim, there's Kedusha. The Behemoth is Kaddish, it has to be brought as a carbon, and it's also B'gizu V'Avayda, and you can't eat it. If you don't bring it as a carbon, you can't eat it till it gets a mum. Has Kedushas B'chayr. But if it has a shutfis to a guy, it has no kedushas b'char. It's not asa begiza v'avayda. You don't bring it as a carbon. It has no kedushas b'char. So that's what the Gemara brings from the Braisa. Hamakabel behemim revicham v'yolda. Mal neisa b'shavi v'neisen chatzi dam of l'kayin. You figure out how much it's worth, and you give half of the worth to the kayin. Taisus is bothered. Why not give half of the behemim to the kayin? Taisus says you want to help the kayin out. Because why should the kayin be a shutif with the guy? You give half the worth to the kayin. So why doesn't it have kedushas b'char? And even if you're going to say you can't bring it as a carbon because it's only half of it is kaddish, because only half of it's a b'char, why wouldn't that at least be asa b'giza v'avayda? Or maybe you should need a mum in order to eat it. So Rashi says, first Rashi, v'naisa chatzi dam of a kayin, Rashi says it doesn't have kedushas aguf the karev l'mizbeach, and by a nice and leib kabbalah, Rashi says it's nami lekadosh dusagushiguf hal v'chetz leivicham patim min abechayra. Rashi says because it's patim min abechayra, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds it is chayv in bechayra. So the chayin of pshat is that there's two dinim in bechayra. There's one din of matnas kuna that a bechayra has to be given to a kayin, and there's another din of kedushas bechayra. That a b'char is kadesh. I mean, you find even if a kayin or a levi, they have a b'char behemah tahira. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak, it's kadesh and b'char. They have no din matnas kuna. He's a kayin himself, but it has a din kedushas b'char. And then there's a din of matnas kuna. Like even a b'char bal mum, you have a b'char which has a mum. It's not a carbon. You can't bring it as a carbon, but you have to give it to a kayin. It's a din matnas kuna. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that shufis is chayiv is only in the din matnas kuna. You have to give it to a kain. But legabe kedushas b'char, that since half of it's pater, it doesn't make kedushas b'char. So the Briskerov, he's ma'ir a little bit of Rashi. He wanted to learn of the Zagamar in Tamura, daf yad alef and beis, that sees from this case that since you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din that holds that a shufis is chayiv b'char, if half of it belongs to a guy, there's no issa giza v'avayda. So the Gemara learns it out that by hikdash chan eiver, also there's no issa giza v'avayda. The Gemara learns it out to other karbanis as well. So Rashi says, Vaisis is a din in kedushas aguf. Kedushas aguf can't be chal on a half of behema. You can't have a kedushas carbon on a half of behema. Kedushas aguf can only be chal on an entire behema. So that's what he's being ma'ir, the Briskerov is being ma'ir, that Rashi says that the reason why it's not chal the kedushas aguf is because of the p'tur, since you parted from the b'char. So like the Briskerov, the Gemara and Tmur is not mashma that way. The Gemara and Tmur is mashma that the reason why kedushas aguf can't be chal is stam, because kedushas aguf be'etzim can't be chal in half a behema. Otherwise, you can't learn out from b'char, which is because of the p'tur, to other karbanis. If you mak the half a behema, there's no p'tur. But the Rav says it's Masha. Rashi didn't hold that way. Rashi held that the aside of why it's not brought as a carbon is because of the Ptur. In other words, that Rabbi Yehuda is maskim to half the din. Rabbi Yehuda is maskim that Shutfis is a Ptur in the din of Kedushas Bechar. It's not a Ptur in the din of Matnas Kuna, but is a Ptur in the din of Kedushas Bechar. The Rav is saying like this. He would learn that it's b'chol not, if you notice, it's b'chol no p'tur. The reason why it doesn't have kedushas carbon is because it can't have kedushas carbon. Kedushas carbon could only be on an entire behema. Here, since part of it's from a guy, and the part of the guy is not going to get kedushas b'char, so the part that's shell can't get kedushas b'char because it's the half of a behema, and that's why the Gemara in Tumur learns that from there. That when you makdish just an aver, it will be mutter begizah of avoda, because kedusha guf doesn't work on half of a behema. But Rashi says it's because of the p'tur. The Rabbi Yehuda's maskim that there's a p'tur by shutfis akum in the din b'char of kedusha. There's just no p'tur in the din of matnas kuna. So I want to say maybe in afkamina la alacha, it's not la alacha la maisu, don't pass like a b'yuda, but in afkamina according to b'yuda, let's say the shutfis in the mother. According to the Brisker of Zavana, I would think that the Bechor is in Gansan of Bechor. Let's say it's just Shutvis in the mother, but the Vlad belongs totally to Yisrael. The guy owns part of the mother, but the Abmach was that the Vlad should belong totally to the Yisrael. So I think according to the Brisker of Zavana, that there's no Ptur Bechor according to Behuda. The reason why there's no Kedushas Aguf, there's no Dingiz of Aveda Vechuli, is because you can't have a carbon on half a behema. Here, since the Uba belongs entirely to the Yisrael, and he is Mechayiv in Bechara because he has a Chelik in the mother, and a Shutvis is Chayiv according to Behuda, so it's in Gans and Kaddish. It's a carbon. It's also Begiz of Avaida. You bring it as a carbon. Mashaykin, according to Rashi, that Rashi is saying that the Shutvis Akum is a Ptur B'negei the Din Kedushas Aguf, so could be who had the Shutvis in the mother would also have a Ptur B'negei the Kedushas Aguf. And also, the din b'char would be that the behemah is chulin and just have to give it to a kain. But friend, if you learn that the din, the p'tur guy by the mother and the vlad is the same din, if you learn like we were saying before, so then you could say that when you have a shutvis in the vlad, so half the vlad is a p'tur. Mashenkin, when you have a shutvis in the mother, so there's no p'tur b'chlal if you have Yehuda. But if you learn that it's the same din shutvis apatis by the mother and the vlad, so then it would be mistarvit to say that as Ivy a shutvis in the vlad, the din p'tur makes that even on the other half there's no kedushas aguf. So who would din a shutvis in the mother would also have the din p'tur b'negei the kedushas aguf. Not mukhrich, but a chayich. But according to the Brisker Rav, it's not the p'tur that's taking away the kedushas aguf. It's the fact that kedushas aguf has to be chal in the whole uber. So in the case where there's only a shufis in the mother, Kedusha Guf could be chal in the whole Uber, so utaka be chal. Kei nir lani is daiti. Now, the Gemara also discusses the sugya of selling a behema gasa to a guy. The Mishnah already mentioned it, because when the Mishnah says, if you buy an Uber chamer shalai v'kechavim, and then the Mishnah says, v'ameichaloi afapi she'ena rishoi, if you sell him the Uber of the chamer, even though it's usher to sell him the Uber of the chamer. And the Gemara goes into it because Rabbi Yehuda is matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy if it's broken, because it can't do malacha. And the Gemara has a whole arichas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're also allowed to sell an uber. The Gemara discusses if it's urchei. A shavar is not urchei. This is urchei. And the Gemara then ends up with another reason why it should be aser, because the reason why shavar is mutter because any achol is rapais. It can't become better, but Uber could grow into something which is Royal Malacha, like the whole sugya. Now the Ikka Isser, why is it Asa to sell a Behem Magasa to a guy? So Rashi says, because Ya'isaba Malacha b'Shabbos. The guy's going to do Malacha with the Behem on Shabbos, that's why you're not allowed to sell it. And then, when the Gemara says by Lekeach, the Gemara says that Lekeach is okay, because you might see Lekdusha. Rashi says, your Maisel Kedusha means that it's going to keep Shabbos. You did a mitzvah because now the behema went from a matzav where the behema won't do malacha to where behema will do malacha. And Taisus Red Zeis, Rashi doesn't say clearly when the Gemara says that, but Meicher, since you're being mafkia from the Kedusha, Emelitnesay, so Taisus says that in Rashi the pshat is that now it's not going to be Shavis on Shabbos. So the Shidim Mekabetzis is bothered. That's not the reason why you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy on Shabbos because it won't do malacha. Once the guy owns it, there's no problem that does malacha on Shabbos. The reason is because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the three reasons why they were geyser, why you're not allowed to sell a behemoth gasa to a guy. Either it's a gzeira of she'ela, or schiris. That's two reasons. Because if you sell it, maybe you'll rent it or lend it to him. And there's a din of shvisas behema. Since you own the behema, you're not going to have a guy rent your behema or borrow your behema, because then the guy is going to do malach with the behemoth Yisrael. So that's a problem of shvisas behema. Leman yenuach. There's a halacha that all behemoths of a yid can't do malach on Shabbos, only a malacha that's for the behema. Of course, he could eat the grass. He could be eiker the grass for his own eating. That's laman yenuach. The Gemara darshins, because Shabbos is for laman yenuach, not for tzar. But to carry things on Shabbos or do work in the field on Shabbos, even for a guy, is also laman yenuach. It's a iser asay of shvisas behema. And the Gemara says another reason, mishum nisyeini, that maybe when the guy buys the behema, he might be trying to get it to work on Shabbos. He won't be able to, and they'll ask you to help him, and you'll go and help out the guy to get the behemoth to work, and that's a problem. Mechamer acha behemtai, you'll be over a lav of loisasa malacha atu behemtecha, to have your behemoth do malacha on Shabbos, even if it's not your behemoth pashtus, to in order to have coax the behemoth do malacha on Shabbos, is isa loisasa malacha atu behemtecha. But anyway, it's a gzeira that this might come to that. Gzeira, mechira, teshel, and schiris. And also, if you sell it, you might have to help him out because he has a new behemoth, he doesn't know how to get it to work. You might end up helping him get it to work on Shabbos. So it's a little shver. Why does Rashi say? Because it does malacha on Shabbos. It sounds like even after you sold it, there's a problem that it's doing malacha on Shabbos. So the Netziv, the Merei Meisadah, says something very interesting. He says that Rashi holds that as sugi is not like the sugi in Avodah Zarah. Our sugya holds the issue of selling a behemah is because you can be mafkiyah from the behemah, from the mitzvah of resting on Shabbos. You're being mafkiyah from the mitzvah. That's the issur. A big chiddush. He says, that's why. He says, why the Gemara here asked the shayla about Uber? Why didn't the Gemara ask it in Avei Dezara? That's the ikka sugya. That's the ikka place where it says it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda has in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Matta B'Shvura. So there it should ask the shayla, what about Uber? Why is it only here? So he says, because in that Gemara, that's going out she'elah skiris and isyeni, that's pashit, that you can't really be mechalkin or uber and the behema, which is born, but a young behema. A young behema also, it's not the derech to lend it out or to rent it out. It's too young to do work, an egel, a calf. It's not the derech. You wait till the behema is old enough to work. And still you see the isser is certainly on a behema once it's born, agolim v'chuli, so mamel, that would be a raya that uber also, there was loy plug. And it's only Shvura, which is Lav Orche, or any Achalis Rape, so whatever it is. The Gemara there didn't even have a Shaila. But if you're going to say because the behemoth is going to do work on Shabbos, not because the Gzeira of Shaila, Schiris, and Ischeni, which would really only apply to a behemoth, which its main function is to work. If you're saying because it will work on Shabbos, that could apply to a small behemoth, because even an Egel could occasionally do work, could occasionally do something which has a Din Malacha, and that would also be Aser, only an Uber can't do any Malacha at all. That's why the Gemara asked the Shaila here, because the Gemara here was going with the idea of being Mafkiya Miktushasei. So there, the question is, you could be Mechalti no Uber in a small behema. A small behema does some work, a Uber does no work. Mashengin, if it's Xei Mishim Shaila Skiris in Isyeni, which only apply to a larger behema, and we know the Isser applies to even a calf, so you won't be Mechalik that. But he says, I've added the psak is like the sugyan of Avodah Zarah. Now, the Gemara also brings down here Ben Beseir, that's Matir Besus. Ben Beseir says, you're allowed to sell a horse. You're not allowed to sell other behemoths because they do actual malacha. Malacha de Reisa. And in the middle, they were geyser. Now, Shein Kain, a horse, what type of a malacha does it do? You ride on a horse. And riding on a horse is not a malacha de Reisa. You say, Chai Neisei es Atzmai. And the male, it's not a malacha deraisa, and that's why he's matted to sell a horse. So the ksavim from the Brisker Rav brings down a kasha from Chaim a gavaldik kasha. He doesn't say a teretz. That Ben Beseir is matted besus because it's not meant for a malacha deraisa, because riding is not deraisa, because chay neisi atzma, it's not called carrying. He said, but most times people have something in their pockets. When you sell a horse to a guy and a guy rides the horse really is doing the malacha deraisa. If the one who's riding the horse has anything in his pockets, so now you don't say chay neisei atzmai. So that was Reb Chaim's kasha. Why is the Gemara assuming that a horse is not meant for malacha deraisa? the derech is when people ride, they usually carry things. They carry their money bags, they carry their supplies, they carry things in their pockets, and mamela, the horse would be over on a malacha deraisa if the person is carrying something. I saw in this shiurim from Reb David that he just brought that as a person might think that maybe when you say chai naisi asatzmai, that would apply to the thing the chai is carrying as well. Maybe it's also that he's carrying the thing he's carrying. And you wouldn't be chayiv midaraisa on it. But there's a Gemara in Mefurish not the way. The Gemara in the beginning of the 21st Perek of Shabbos, Perek Neitel, the Afkuf Malaf and Beis, the Gemara is Mavur that if you take a child and he's holding something, you're potter on carrying the child, but you are chayiv on what the child's holding. In other words, anything which is a chaluk of the child, bottle to the child, like the clothing, it's Mavur you're potter on. It's only if he's holding something you're chayiv. But if the child's holding something, the child's carrying something, that you would be chayiv. You wouldn't say chay ne'esias atzmai on the things that he's carrying. So that's Reb Chaim's kashi, he doesn't say a teretz. But Agav, he says a shtickle like this also. Because Taisus in Perek HaMetzni asks the kashi, what's the pshat b'chol on chay ne'esias atzmai? So it's lighter. You're chayiv for carrying a lighter thing also. Elam, are you going to say it blames like shnayim she'asu? That you're carrying the chai and the chai is nice here, it blames like shnayim shasu. But he says, by shnayim shasu, there's a din that's only when it's ze'ini yachol v'ze'ini yachol. Or according to some Tanam, even ze'yachol v'ze'yachol. But if you have a case with ze'yachol v'ze'ini yachol, two people are carrying together. One of them could really carry the whole thing himself. And the other one can carry the whole thing himself. So then, only the yachol is chai. You say, m'si'ei ein b'mamish. So here, where someone's carrying, the horse is carrying, or whatever it is, someone's carrying a chai, and he could carry it even if it was dead. So he's a yachol, and the chai can't carry himself without the help of the one carrying him. He's just helping out. So it's a yachol, it's a yachol. So why should you be potter? So Taisa says, it's like Xerus Akasa, if you learn out from the Mishkan, there they didn't carry a chai. There they didn't carry a chai. So Mamela, by carrying a chai, it's a different type of etzah, you learn out from the Mishkan that you're potter. So Reb Chaim wanted to say differently. Reb Chaim wanted to say that there's two dinim. There's a din that two people do a malacha together. Where there you have the dinim, that if they both could have done it separately, or if neither of them could do it separately, but they do it together, ze'eni yachol v'ze'eni yachol, so then there's a shaila, they're both chayiv. But that's certainly, if Zei Yachol, Zei Niyachol, the Yachol is going to be Chayiv, then Niyachol is going to be Pater. But then you have the idea of someone doing a half of a Malacha. Someone doing a half of a Malacha, even if he could do the whole Malacha, but Lemaisi, he did half of the Malacha, so Avadi is Pater because he did half the Malacha. So Tainan Reb Chaim, when you carry someone, let's say it's 95% you're carrying him, and 5% he's carrying himself. So if the pshat is two people will be carrying a masui, and 95% of the carrying will be done by one, and 5% by the other, and the one who does is doing the 95% could do the whole thing. He's a yachal, and the guy who's only doing 5%, he can't do the whole thing. So mamela, it's not called shnayim shesu, but it's a malacha being done by two people, and one of them is the ikaraisa, so he's chayiv. But the chayiv is nicely atzma, when you carry yourself, a person walks from a shesiyacha to a shesirabin, he carries himself from Rishus Yaksha Ram is b'chol not a malacha. So that 5% that the chai is nasi asas is b'chol not a malacha. Because carrying yourself is not a malacha. That's not a tzah. A tzah has to be carrying something else. So mainly there, there's no din of zayachal of zayniachal. Because since part of this carrying is done by the chai, that part that's being done by the chai is b'chol not a shem malacha. So it's not 100% the malacha. It's missing in the malacha, and there's no din of zeyachol v'zeyniyachol. If it's a malacha, it's just two people doing it, 95% by one, 5% by the other. So the pshat is zeyachol v'zeyniyachol, that's all, the whole malacha is miyuchis to the one that's the yachol. But if the pshat is, the part the eniyachol is doing is not a malacha b'chlal. Carrying yourself is not a malacha. So kumtais, even the yachol, he's not doing the whole thing, he's missing in the malacha, that's why he's pater. But Kamuvan, both according to Taisa's pshat and according to Reb Chaim's pshat, that's only on the Chai himself. On the thing the Chai is carrying, Avadar is a malacha, and the Ikka malacha is being done by the one carrying the Chai carrying the thing. There's no din Chai Naisi Asatzma, and that's Mavur in the Gemara in the beginning of Neitel. So that's Reb Chaim's kasha, that why is Ben B'Seir Mat B'Sus? The Chayis Sus is also doing a malach in the Raisa because he's carrying what's in the packets of the one riding him. And now let's see a different sugya. The Gemara, all the way at the end of that Bezim and Bez, talks about the Isser to Mishtatef with the guy. The Gemara was discussing if you're allowed to sell an Uber to a guy, and the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya because it says, Vanaisen Leiba Kabbalah, that you gave the animal, the Chamor, to the guy, and you'll be Chaylik in the Vada. So couldn't it's like you're selling the Uber to the guy? And it doesn't say it's Aser, it's a Raya, it's Mutter to sell an Uber to a guy. And that the Gemara says, but it also is a Mishtatif Loi, and it doesn't say that it's Aser. And by Mishtatif Loi, to be a Shutif with a guy, there, Avud Shmuel said, Asul Adam Shiasa Shutvisim a guy, Shemi Ischayev Loi Shmuel Vinishloi B'Shem Avay Dezare Shaloi. But Tayra Amrlai Yishama Alpicha, that there's an Isser to become a Shutif with a guy, because maybe he'll be Chayev Shmuel, and he'll make a Shmuel B'Shem Avay Dezare, and the Tayra says Loi Yishama Alpicha. So Elamai doesn't say that it's Aser, even though it says it's even though it's Aser. It says Mechir, who didn't shoot for, so who would in Islam Mekabal, it's not a Raya. So I want to go through a little bit the sugya of becoming a shutif with the guy. The first shaila is, which Taisus talks about, the Gemara says it's Aser to be a shutif with the guy, because maybe you'll be Chayev Shmua, and he'll make a Shmua B'Shem Navei Dezare. But what about if a guy happens to be Chayev Shmua? Like Taisus points out, the whole Isser is only an Isser of Shutvis, but you could have other business interactions with a guy. It's only Shutvis where the Pshat is. And there, your business partner is for a long time, and so many times one Shutv does something when the other Shutv is not around, so the Chayev Shmua is very likely. Now, saying in other business partnerships, our mutter, the marshal, even this idea of being mekabel a behemah from a guy or nice like a kabbalah is also a business partnership arrangement, and it's mutter. So what's the din if a guy is taka chayev shmua? Are you allowed to have him swear b'shem davei desire shalai? So Taisus brings the Rishbam and he says, of course not. If you're not allowed to be a shutif with him, because maybe he'll be chayev shmua, and he'll swear b'shem davei desire shalai. So avanda, you're not allowed to make a shmua b'shem davei. You're not allowed to have him make a shmua b'shem davei desire shalai. That's what it means lo yisham al picha. If a darshening lo yisham al picha, meaning that you can't have that a Avay Dezer was mentioned because of you, and Ad Kedei Kach, that you can't even be a Shutif, because it might be Goyim to that. So Kolshken, if he's Chayev Shvua, you can't have him swear B'Shem Avay Dezer Shalai. Does Dr. Rishbam? But Rabbein Tam holds its Mutter. Rabbein Tam brings two Rayas, Tosis brings down. One of them is that there's an Isser. It says, you're not allowed to do business with the guy before his Yom Eid, before his holiday for Avay Dezer, because if you do business, he might go and be Ozul Maidi, he might give thanks to his Avay Dezer. But it says about collecting a loan from him, you are allowed to, even though that's also a cause of thanks, because he'll thank his Avay Dezer that now he's debt-free. But still, it's Mutter, because it's Kamatzel Miyadam. So who would in here, he can't become a Shutif with him, do business with the Yid, do a different type of business. Now, Shane Cain, if he owes you money, and he's been kaifer, and he's saying he doesn't owe you the money, you're going to lose your money, so there's no issue, it's kamatzel miyadam. And Taisa says it's not a raya from that Gemara, because there, it's only a suffix, well, only cheshish he might be ozul umayda. Here, you're telling him to make a shvur, it's a vaday. And then Taisa says he has another raya. He has another raya because it says in the Gemara Megillah that avui ba'ihi said that I should get schar because I never did a shutvis with a guy, but I say the word nizer in it. So it's not clear, what is the raya? What's he bringing from Avu Abayi? Avu Abayi is saying, I deserve schar tasty li because I didn't do a shutvis. And if you're not allowed to do a shutvis with a guy, so what's the raya? What's the big chiddush with Avu Abayi? Shalos, what exactly does Taisus want? I mean, Avu the Shmuel said it was aser. God, the Taisus brought before, a brisis that seemed to be on with Avu Shmuel talks about a Yisrael and a guy which is the Kabbalah Sod of Shutfis, and maybe Avu is arguing on him. But what's your Rebbeinu Tam mean? What's the Raya? So I think it's Mavur from the Ran at the end of the first parak of Avay Dezara, the Ran on the Rif, the last Ran at the end of the first parak in Avay Dezara. And also the Chiddush Haran on Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Medbeis. It's also a Ridvan Megillah and Daf Chavches on that Gemara of Tesi Li, that the same what they want from this Gemara of Avu Ba'ihi is that it's a Midas Chasidus. If it would be Mamish and Issa Derabanan, so you'd never say, I deserve Schar for not being even Issa Derabanan. Teretz says, when he say Asr, doesn't mean it's Mamish Asr. It means it's not a good thing. Is a male not a good thing? But Lamaisa, if you have to do it, so people do it. And it's not Mamish Asr. So he was saying a Chiddush by himself that he didn't do it, so that's why he deserves Schar. So why is it talking not Asr? Elamai. As they stated in the Ran, because lo yishama picha vayis dais, the issa deraisa is to make a shvur b'shem avodah zarah or other yisurim, like it's mavur there. To have a guy make a shvur b'shem avodah zarah is not an issa deraisa. So once you say it's an issa derabanan, so then you could say that they will mat the b'makam seidah. Rebalt the Gemara says you can't make a shutvis. It doesn't say you can't be a makabel a shvur. So in them state, that Kabbalah Shvu B'mut the Makam say that the Russian Sanhedrin brings it as a Raya. He says, why would they ask for making a Shutfis if when push comes to shove and it's time to make a Shvu, you're not allowed to be Mashbiyah him? So that Gufa should then say that it's Mutter to make a Shutfis. Because you won't be Mashbiyah him, you're not allowed to. If you're allowed to be Mashbiyah him, so then they could ask for making a Shutfis, or upon him it's a Midas Chasidus. Because it could come with a shvu, and when it comes to a shvu, you're allowed to be mashbihim, because it's a pseida. But if you're not allowed to be mashbihim when it comes to a shvu, so if you want to take the risk, what's the issa of shutvis? It's not my mashmuchich, there's Ram Kitaina, that you won't be able to halzachain. He'll be too much of an assayin, so you'll come with a mikshu, you'll have him make a shvu. Ma'al-Kabonim, that's a chayyab shad in that raya, that he's bringing a raya from Avu Ba'i, that it's not mamish and isser. If it would be mamish and isser, he wouldn't say tasteily. Elamai, it's not mamish and isser, it's like a midas chasidus. And what's the void? Because the whole Kabbalah Shvu is not an isser deraisa. The whole Kabbalah Shvu is not an isser deraisa. So memela, b'makam seida, it's not even a midas chasidus. He also talks about, so why isn't it an isser of lifnei either? And the guy is also muzer on Avei Dezara. Why isn't there an issa of lifnei either that the guy is now going to make a shvua b'shem davei dezarim? So there, the Ran says, because it's trevi denara. If neiver is only when the guy won't be able to do it without you, but here it's trevi denara. The guy can do it without you, so there's no lifnei either. He also says because you don't want him to make a shvua, you'd rather him be meida. That's not lifnei either. You're not trying to get him to make a shvua. You're trying to get him to be meida. So that's why it's not lifnei either. And this is the Chayyab Shad in the first Raya of Taisus also. Taisus brings a Raya that you see that taking money, collecting the Chayyab, there's no Issa of Lifnei Yideyim because of Azul Umayda, because it's Matzal Miyadim by Hefzim Mam and they were in Geyser. And the Chayyab, how could you be over on the Issa of Yisham Al Picha because of Hefzim Mam? The Taisus is the Issa of Yisham Al Picha, as I stated in the Ran, and the Ran at the end of Avodah Zarah, the Chiddush Haran in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Ridvan Megillah, that the whole Isser is really only when the Yid makes a Shua B'Shem Avodah Zarah. Having a guy make a Shua is only an Asmachta, and Memela, they weren't guys of B'Makam Hefzid Mamet. There's the Igris Maisha in Yeridei Chelek Aleph Simon Ayin Dal, and he brings the Sma. The Sma also says this. The Sma is in Chayshim Mishpat, at the end of Simon Kuf Ayin Vav. He means that the Sma says this he said because the Shulchan Aruch the Paskins away. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you're not allowed to make a shudvis with a guy because he might be chayiv a shvur, but if a guy happens to be chayiv a shvur, you could be makabel a shvur like Rabbeinu Tam holds. Because Rav Yishayin and Paskin that way. So the Sma says this word which we said already state in Yishayin because the whole din is the Rabbanan, in their eyes there's no Isser, and they weren't guys of Makam Hefzit. But the Igris Meisha, Abyssal Shver, he doesn't bring down the Ran and Avodah Zarah. He just brings that the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perkei Halacha Yud Aleph. It's also in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Yud Aleph, and also the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Bei Zayin. They all say clearly there is an Issa D'Oraisa to have a guy make a Shvua. So Rav Meisha doesn't bring the Rishonim that say clearly it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and he only brings the Sma. And he argues in the Sma, Mikayach the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. But he says, "Oy v'zoy." So what's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam that says matzil miyadam? So he says another svara. He says a svara because you don't want him to swear. You want him not to swear. So Mamela, it's like a davar sheinu miskaven. He says it's like a davar sheinu miskaven. It's not a psik resha. Even though Taisa says calls it a vadai, he like when he was mechalik between this and ozel umayda that you're allowed to take the money for the yom eid because that's a suffix of a bimayda. But here's a vadai. He says it doesn't mean it's real vadai if you know for sure he swears. So what's the point? You're not gaining anything if he's surely going to swear. Obviously, you hope that he won't swear and he'll pay back the money. So Mamela, he says it's a davar sheinu miskaven. It's not a psik resha. So that's why it's mutter. So what does the Rambam mean that it's an issur d'oraisa? So he means that let's say you want to make him to make a shvu on Lahaba. You want him to make a shvu to you that'll do something good for you, and you want him to make a shvu b'shem as avay d'zara, so he'll keep his shvu. That's an issur d'oraisa. But to make him make a shvu on something that you know is not true, and you want him to prove it with a shvu if he wants to be proved. So faket, you're hoping he doesn't make a shvu, so he'll have to pay you the money. That's a davar sheinu miskaven. That's why it's mutter. That's what Rav Moshe says. I think the Ran that we mentioned, Seif Perik of Avodah Zarah, he says it's svar, but only on the Issur d'Rabbanan. He says the whole thing is d'Rabbanan, because the Pasuk Le'Yishah Ma'apichah means when the Yid makes the shvu. Aye, what about the Issur d'Rabbanan? So he says, there, faket, you don't want him to swear. So Mamela, that's why there's no Issur d'Rabbanan. But Rav Moshe is saying that even if it's an Issur d'Oraisa, that would be able to shtim the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that says you'll have to be mekabel a shvua with the clear Rambam and the Chinuch that says it's an Issur d'Oraisa, that he's saying that since you don't want him to make a shvua, you'd rather he doesn't make a shvua, and it's possible he won't make a shvua, it's possible he'll be meida, memela, that's why it's mutter b'makam hefset. Now Taisus discusses another thing. What's the pshat that today people aren't nizer? Already in the Rishonim's time, people aren't nizer. They do make shutfis with Gayim. So I'm shat like we discussed already, because the whole thing is only Amidas Chasidus. So Mela, it's mutter to do it. You can't say it's us, it's only Amidas Chasidus. And that's what common Rishonim say. But then Taisus says another teretz, and there was a big machlekes, what's the pshat in this pshat that Taisus is saying, why are you allowed to make a shutfis? They negate it to another, completely another inyan. Now, Taisus says they're not nishba today. They're not nishba b'shem navei desire, and you have to say that it wasn't the pshat that they asked shutvis be'etzim, and the tam was because it might come with a shvur. They only asked a shutvis that will come with a shvur b'shem navei desire, and today they're not nishba b'shem navei desire. So Taisus says, even though mishatav shem shemayim v'davar achan, they're being mishatav shem shemayim v'davar achan. So Taisus says that there's no lifnei either on the Issa being mishtat of Shem Shemayim v'davar acher, because b'nei noyach are not muzer on being mishtat of Shem Shemayim v'davar acher. That's stated in Taisus. And the Ramah brings us la'alocha in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Now there were kama achreinim that understood what Taisus means to say is that it's not considered avodah zarah for the guy to be oivid the Christian Avodah. The general Avodah Zarah that the Rishonim had in Europe was Christianity, and that's not Avodah Zarah for the Goyim. Because Goyim are allowed to be Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. And it's negay to another thing also. It's negay to Lifnei Iver. Are you allowed to sell them books or other things they need for their services? So there are more. In the Darkei Moshe, Simen Kufnun Aleph, and the Shach there, they want to say, I'll be this Taisus a Heter. They don't like the Heter so much, but Al Kaponim, they say it's Mutti, you ain't Limchais, because it's not really a very desire for the Goyim, and not Oivalifne either, because the Goyim are not Mitzuva on being Mishtat of Shem Shemayim Vedavaracher. And this is also how the Taisus Yantiv on his Pirush on the Rosh and Sanhedrin learned. That the pshat is not considered a desire for the goyim, and also the oilas tamid there in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Kama g'dayli achreinim learned that way, but rov achreinim don't learn up taisus that way. The Pesach Tshuva in Simen Kuf Mem Zayim brings kama achreinim that learn up taisus differently. Here's a Shari Ephraim in Simen Chav Dalad. There's a Milt Staka in Simen Chav Beis. The Prima Gadim, a little early in Yeriday, in Simen Samach Hei, in the Sif Seidas there. The Neidib Yehuda, it's actually Neidib the son, and Neidib the Tinyan Yeriday is Simen Kuf Mem Ches. It's the Psaka Dachsam Sefer there in the Ramah in Simen Kuf Nun Vav. That Havana, Christianity, is Avodah Zarah even for Goyim. And some of them ask for a kasha. How could you say it's not, even though they believe in a God that's the Bayri Shemayim Va'aretz, but all Avodah Zarah was that way. All Avodah Zarah is there, over there Avodah Zarah, and they understand that there's something higher. There's the Elokad Elohaya, there's the God that's over the gods, but they're over this Avodah Zarah. And that's Avodah Zarah even for Goyim. And they say, because it says that anything that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, any Avodah Zarah that Yidin on Neregalov, so Bnei Noach Hamuzer on them, and Avada Yid will be Nereg on such Avodah Zarah. So Avada Bnei Noach will be Muzer, and the Rambam, which goes to the Hilchus Bnei Noach and Hilchus Malachim, he doesn't say this. So it can't be that it's not Avodah Zarah for the Goyim. So what is Pshat and Taisis? So there is a shtickle machlokes in the achrayim what exactly pshat and taisis is. The Milt Staka, Simcha Beis that we mentioned, the Neidib Yehuda that we mentioned, they learn of taisis like this. It sounds like the mashmoyis of taisis. Now taisis is saying two things. About whether they're being nishba b'shem avodah zarah, they're not being nishba b'shem avodah zarah because they don't mention their avodah zarah in their shvuah. They say God. And God means the Bayer Kalam, that's what it means. Now, Taiz has another problem. That besides being Nishma B'Shem Hashem, they're also being Nishma B'Shem, they're Kedoshim, they're saints. And when you say two things together in one Shvuah, you're making a Shvuah B'Shem Hashem and B'Shem, they're Kedoshim, who they don't consider gods, so that's not a Avodah Zarah. But Lamaisi, you're putting them together. That's an issa called Mishtatev Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. You can't say in one sentence, in one thing, the name of Hashem and the name of something else. So if a Yid would do it, it'd be over on the issa Mishtatev Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. So what's the pshat? How could you let a guy make such a shvua? Teretz is because a guy is not mazit to do that. So that's b'chol not Shem Elim Echeim Leisaskiru, because you're not mentioning any name of Avodah Zarah. Which that's asistam for the yid to have a name of Avodah Zarah mentioned for him. All you're doing is you're causing that the Shem Hashem should be mentioned together with the Kedoshim. That's called Mishtatev Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. There's no problem of causing such a thing, and there's no problem of neither because Goyim don't have a problem doing such a thing. That's one way to learn Taisus. Other Achrayim, the Shari Ephraim, I see the Svas Emes over here says this, that they say, and I think the pshat is, they all could be, there's no such issa called Mishtatev Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher, saying Hashem's name together with something else. That's a big shayla, there's such an issa b'chlal. Taisis there in Sanhedrin, Nafsama Gimom and Aleph, the V'masul call Mishtatev Shem Shemayim, sounds like it's only when you consider them, when you're saying that they're both gods together. Stam saying Hashem's name in the same sentence with something else, Lav Dafka is an issa b'chlal. So they say the pshat is like this, that the guy is not muzram being nishu b'shem avodah zarah. So that's why it's not neither. That's a teaching thesis, that when it says that a guy is not nizr al zeh, he means he's not muzr on being nishbal avodah zarah. But it's tana beer a little bit. What does Zachreinim mean that a guy is not muzr on making a shvua for avodah zarah? But Hagufa, you're muzer on having a guy make a shvua for Avodah Zarah. Because that's the whole point of the Gemara. He's trying to say that today the Goyim are making a shvua for Avodah Zarah. So what's it negay of this thing that the guy is not muzer to make a shvua for Avodah Zarah? Even if that's true. A guy, Taka, has no issa to make a shvua for Avodah Zarah. That's not called doing Avodah Zarah for a guy. But a yid is not allowed to have a guy make a shvua for Avodah Zarah. Elamai never made a shvua for Avodah Zarah because he didn't mention him of Avodah Zarah. So what does Taisus want? So I think what the Achrayim are saying is that in order to be Ivan Shem Elim Achayim Leisaskiru, he has to say the name of the Avodah Zarah specifically. And that they don't do. They say God. And God doesn't mean Avodah Zarah necessarily. God could mean the Bari Shemayim Varetz, the same God we believe in. They themselves are being Meshat of Shem Shemayim Elavarcha, meaning they themselves are saying it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So, L'gambi Shem L'mecheim L'Yisizkiru, but they never said the word Beferish. So we're not even Shem L'mecheim L'Yisizkiru. What about L'fnei Iver? What about L'fnei Iver, because they are doing a Shul L'Shem Avodah Zarah? No, but Goyim are allowed to do a Shul L'Shem Avodah Zarah. That's not called Avodah Zarah for a guy doing a Shvu of Hashem Avodah Zarah. A Yid has an Isser of Hashem L'mecheim L'Yisizkiru L'Yisham Al-Pichad is an Isser to make a Shvu of Hashem Avodah Zarah. A guy has no such Isser. The Chazanish, it's in Yeridei, Simon Samach Beis, he says, Karev Lazeh. He says, because Taiz not mashma a little bit, Taiz is not mashma that the Goyim aren't mitzvah on being Nishu v'shem of a desert. Taiz is mashma that you say the Dar is the Goyim not mitzvah to Mashat of Shem Shemayim v'davar acher. So the Chazanish saying that when a guy says the name, he says God. And for him, that means Avodah Zarah. That's not Avodah Zarah for a guy. Because since he never said Klar Avodah Zarah, he said Eibishtam. He said Hashem. Navas, to him it means Avodah Zarah. That's called the Meshat of Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. That's a Goyim and Amuzah for Goyim that's not Avodah Zarah. But if the guy would go and be Avid, his Avodah Zarah itself, to be Avid Eisei Ish, directly without saying that he's being Avid God, that would talk to be Avodah Zarah for Goyim. So Bekitzer, there are achrayim that say, you can't say it's a tayis, there are achrayim that say, chashiv achrayim, the Daki Moshe, the Shach, the Elustamid, the Taisis Yamtif, that when Taisis says a guy manat mitzuvah l'shtatif shen shemayim v'davar acher, what Taisis means is that when a guy is oivid, the Christian God, he's not oivir avodah zarah. Because that's only called shitif shen shemayim v'davar acher, that's not real avodah zarah. But many achrayim, like we said, Taiz not discussing if he's being Ivan, the Christian God, being Ivan that Avodah Zarah that they do. Avada, that would be Avodah Zarah, that's also from Bnei Noach also. Taiz is either discussing, like some Achrayim, Stam, the fact that he said the name God together with their Kedoshim. Is that an Issa being Meshatif Shein Shemayim V'davar Acher, that Goyim have no Issa, to put Hashem's name and other things' names in the same sentence? But that's a shtickle chiddush, maybe even for a yid it wouldn't be asr. Or Taisus means that the goyim don't have an isser to be nishvu v'shem avodah zarah, period. So it's not lifnei either. Why isn't it l'yisham al-picha? That's because he didn't say the name of the avodah zarah b'feirish. Or like the Chazanish says, that when a guy says that he's worshipping God, Hashem, and even though to him that's he putting the avodah zarah together with that, that's not asur for goyim. But to worship the avodah zarah directly, that'll be asur for goyim as well. But I want to say two ha'aris on the shita that Christianity is not avodah zarah for goyim. First, like some achrayim are bothered. Why do you mean? Why not? What's different between that and any avodah zarah? Because they believe in a bayir shemayim v'aretz. Although if the avodah zarah believe in a bayir shemayim v'aretz, they're just worshiping their avodah zarah. So that misses the Elastamin and Simakuf Navav says something, but I think, to me, it's very, very sure. I would think Pung Fakert. He says that the reason why it's not Avodah Zarah is because they believe in something higher than their Avodah Zarah. Vashem, if they believe he's on the same level, that would be Avodah Zarah. But that's very sure, like the Achrayim asking, all of the Avodah Zarah believe there's something higher than Avodah Zarah. I think the Vart is different. The Vart is if you ask any other Avodah Zarah, who are you worshipping? Are you worshipping the Bari Shemayim V'aretz? Are you worshipping the one infinite Kal Yachal? They'll answer, no, I don't worship him. I worship my Getzkala. The sun, the moon, the statue, that's who I worship. I know that there's something higher than him, but I don't worship him. I'm worshipping this Getzkala, period. That's Avodah Zarah even for Bnei Noach. Even though they're aware that there's something higher, but he's worshipping this. That's Avodah Zarah. But you ask a Christian, do you worship the Bari Shemayim V'aretz? He'll say, yes, I definitely do. You tell a Christian, you're an idol worshiper, he'll say, no, I'm not. So what's pshat you worship, Isa-ish? What's pshat you worship a man that lived 2,000 years ago? Because he believes that's one thing. It's one thing, it's two things, it's one thing. It makes absolutely no sense, but that's what he's saying. He believes in the concept of Trinity. It's somehow one, it's one, it's separate, whatever it is. Makes no sense, fine. But Lameisa, that's what he's doing. That's what these Achrayim are saying. The Goyim is not a Avodah Zarah. Because their intention is the Bayer Shemayim V'Aretz. They're just being Mishatev Dover Achrayimai. They somehow think it could shtim, even if it can't, but that's their intention. And I think the Makar is from the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, were there. The Gemara brings a brayso by the Egel, since they said, Asher Ha'alucha Meretz Mitzrayim, that's why they didn't get Kloya. They didn't get wiped out because they didn't say Asher Ha'alecha, that the Egel brought them out. They said Asher Ha'alucha, the Egel together with Hashem. And then Shem and Nichai said, no, Kol Mashatev Shein Shemayim V'davar Achanekim and Olam, Shem Abiltu L'Hashem Levadai. So it must be a different pshat. But there's where they find this concept of Mashatev Shein Shemayim V'davar Acha being less than Avodah Zarah. And the pshat is they didn't believe the eagle itself had a kayach. They believed that somehow the eagle was together with Hashem somehow. So that's the pshat in the Achrayim that Neman, that it's not a Avodah Zarah. But the second R I want to say is that Lamei Sigaret, it's only Negeya to the din Avodah Zarah for Goyim. Legabi Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, and legabi any other din Avodah Zarah that's Negeya to Yidin, even when the Goyim are over it. The guy with the Isra of Noah of Avodah Zarah, the guy with the Kruvis, the guy with all these dinim, it's Mefurish and all the Peskim, that Avada Christianity has a din Avodah Zarah. Because B'negei Eden, it's a complete Avodah Zarah. The only thing this is Negeya, that where the Darkevesh and the Shach say it, is B'negei Lifnei Iver. B'negei Lifnei Iver has to be, that's also for them. It's not also for them. But for us, it's in Gansan Avodah Zarah. That's one thing that's important to understand about that Chita. And the second thing is, that live daf we pass in that way, even though the Agdele Achreinim is Akimation, the Shach Agdele Achreinim, but the Chsam Sefer, the Neidibud, the Sein, the Son, the Miltzdaka, the Shari Ephraim, the Chazanish, and others all say that's not the Pshad and Taisus. And Mel Lalacha, Al Kapanim, Benegay, the Reisel, let's say Benegay Lifneiver, or Benegay, whatever the Reisel is, live daf we pass in. Like the Achrayim that say that it's not a Avodah Zarah. So it's important these two things. That even the sheet that says it's not a Avodah Zarah means only that it doesn't have the Issa Avodah Zarah Bnei Nayach. But the Negei the Avodah Zarah in Dine Yisrael, that Lekuli Almetz Avodah Zarah. And even the Gabi Bnei Nayach, it's a big machlokes. It's totally in the Pshat in this Tesis. And a lot of the Achrayim Paskin, it's a Avodah Zarah even for Bnei Nayach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.